It is Monday, March 4th of 2024, and you are watching, Guy's Daily Drive. Sorry, trying to scoot between some cars. Bam! Welcome everyone to Guy's Daily Drive. I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Hold on a second as I navigate traffic in this neighborhood. And just before I started, I was saying that the road I was on, which is a neighborhood road, so it's, you know, two lanes, not real wide, is really intended pretty much just for local traffic. But unfortunately, it's also one of the few roads that lead you out of the particular neighborhood that I live in. Ooh, God, I timed that just right. Here comes a school bus. I would have had to have sat there for God knows how long. And as such, it has a lot more traffic than it probably should. So, you know, and this time of the morning, you've got kids going to school, and so they're walking up and down these roads, you know, of various ages. And I every single time I travel down some of these roads when the kids are walking on them, it's like, well, which are the ones that are the stupidest? Is it the high school kids? Is it the middle school kids, or is it the elementary school kids? And I wonder how much that has to do with their awareness of self. And by that, I mean, you know, where they wake up in the morning and they're like, I'm this particular person, and, you know, I'm doing this and this and this, and I believe in this and this and this, and, you know, God help anyone who gets in my way. Which is, you know, kind of the high school mentality. So you're kind of stuck trying to deal with, you know, that particular sense of entitlement. And then you get down to the elementary and middle school kids, and they're just not that smart. You know, it's not because of a sense of entitlement. It's because they have no clue about the fact that a car, even a small car, like this little Soul that I drive, is capable of doing quite extensive damage to them if they get hit. And as they zigzag on their way to school, they don't think about even turning around to look at the cars that are coming, even if it's right in front of them. And that's just weird. It's like, come on, you guys have just started. You've just started with life, and now you're getting the opportunity to learn and grow, but you can't pay attention to the cars that are around you. That's like just not a smart way to go. Can I beat this? Yes. Oh, that's, you know what, today, As I'm driving to work, so far, and maybe I'm jinxing it by saying this, the timing of everything has just been great. So I'm catching all the lights, or, you know, not that the lights directly affect me because I'm not at them so far, but that other lights that do affect the amount of traffic coming into the area is kind of held back so that I can make the turns that I need to make in order to progress on my way to work. And so far this morning, all of that has worked out entirely in my favor. And I'm just kind of like stunned that it's doing as well as it is. So that makes me really happy. What else? I got a haircut. I don't know if anyone really pays attention to that, but my hair was growing all goofy. Facial hair was real thick in this area, if you're not watching the video, you can't see it. But I'm talking about like right here at my mouth where you would have like a goatee if you were growing a goatee. But the ones going up the side of my face on both sides were super light. And it was my hair on my head, what's left, was growing in kind of tufts. So I was like, okay, well, it's time to go and have somebody cut my hair. So I did, and just she trimmed it all up and made everything nice and even. Though she was kind of like, as we were talking about various things, she made her feelings known about the COVID vaccine, and she was not in favor of the COVID vaccine. No, not at all. And I'm smart enough to know, don't get in an argument with someone who has clippers and scissors and they're working near your head. Don't do that. That's a big mistake. So I just smiled politely, and it was like, okay, yeah. Oh, those terrible shots, blah, 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 blah. And didn't challenge her on any of it. For the most part, I'm relatively non-confrontational. If you want to believe something really, really stupid, and there are so many people that believe really, really stupid things, then go ahead. It doesn't really affect my life at all. Lately, it's been people who, for whatever reason, seem to think that the earth is flat and underneath a dome created by a higher deity, and you know, space is fake, and all these shots to outer space are all fake, and there was never any moon landings. They go on, and most of them also don't believe that that, you know, any planes hit the buildings in New York on 9/11. And it's just crazy, the stupid crap that people believe with like zero proof. Or the proof that they put out is so convoluted and, you know, requires such incredible leaps of logic that it's like, okay, so you can't be bothered to actually go and do the slightest bit of research into how rockets work and the various proofs that there are that, yes, we have been to space, and no, the earth is not flat, and no, it's not covered in a dome, and all the rest of that. But you'll take these memes that you see on various social networking sites and go, see, there's proof, because, you know, gravity isn't real, and chemtrails, and, you know, I mean, and the list just goes on and on and on, the amount of leaps of logic that these people put out there to justify their beliefs. And it's like, you know, it's really, really not that hard to see that or where you're wrong. You're just not correct. But it's like, okay, you want to believe that? That's fine. I'll just block you on whatever social network I happen to be on. Or not even block. What I'll do is I'll mute them, so I don't see their silly nonsense when it comes into my feed. But at the same time, depending on the social media network, it doesn't let them know that they've been muted or blocked. Well, mostly, you know, if they're blocked, they know that. But it's like, I don't want to be bothered by these people anymore. Life is too short to listen to the amount of just pure garbage that these people are saying, and give them any kind of respect for their beliefs. And I'm not interested in doing it anymore. I'm just not. Now, that doesn't necessarily go into religion. People have all different kinds of religions, and they have all different kinds of reasons and all different kinds of proofs as to, you know, why their religion is the one true, and you know, all the rest of them are bad. Since I do believe in God, I just don't necessarily believe in religion. I'm not going to criticize somebody else for their for their religious beliefs. It's like you do what gets you through the night, as far as, you know, tending to your soul and all the rest of that. It's really on you. Just don't try to force your beliefs on me or anyone else, and we'll get along just fine. Just fine. Well, I wasn't really sure where I was going with Guy's Daily Drive today, and it did certainly go in some weird and wacky ways, but I'm almost to work, so we're going to wrap this up. Thank you. Thank you all for watching Guy's Daily Drive. I really do appreciate it. If you want to, you can donate patreon.com/MacParrot. Buy me a coffee, ko-fi.com/MacParrot. Or PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. It is greatly appreciated. And I thank you all for, you know, those that do. Though you don't have to. I'll keep doing this ridiculous stuff, because I enjoy it. That's the whole reason why people should get into things like podcasting and social media. But so many seem to think that it's a way to get, you know, instant fame and instant wealth and all the rest of that. And it's like, no. Even the ones that are successful at it work really, really hard. So if you aren't interested in working hard, don't even get started with it. If you want to get a hold of me, you can send me an email, guy@mymac.com. You can find me on the X Twitters as MacParrot or VertShark. VertShark.com is the website where I post all the vids and all the odds. And they're all there, or they will be eventually. And I've been really good at keeping up with that. So go on over to VertShark, and you can catch not only the stuff that I'm doing lately, but a whole catalog all kinds of things since I started that site. What else? There's the MyMac.com podcast that I do nearly every single weekend with Gaz, my cohort in podcasting crime. Tuesdays, sometimes, I get on to Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices. Thursdays, I sometimes get on Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS. Those are two great podcasts that you should subscribe to if you're not already. And I guess that's about it. Countersocial and Mastodon, I'm MacParrot. So I just want to say again, thank you. Thank you all for joining me today on Guy's Daily Drive. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And I hope that all of you right out there have a wonderful day, and I will see you next time here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.